Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It being 6:15, we'll commence. I'd like to formally welcome you, the members of the gallery and press, to the special council meeting this evening. My name is Keith Bailey and I'm the Chief Executive at Serfco Shire Council. Thank you for your patience with our slightly later start. In accordance with section 8.3 of Council's Local Law Number 2, which is called Council Meeting Procedure and Common Seal, this meeting starts with the Chief Executive as the temporary chairperson until the Mayor is elected this evening. I'd firstly like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land where we meet today and pay respect to their elders past and present, and also acknowledge the citizens of the Surf Coast Shire. Secondly, I'd like to inform you that the chambers are fitted with a hearing loop which transmits directly to hearing aids. We hope that this assists those in the gallery who may have hearing difficulties. Before we get underway, I wish to highlight some important principles about the formal meeting of Council. The purpose of this meeting is for the business of Council to occur, and the items of business are outlined on tonight's agenda. I understand that people will be passionate about a range of issues and hold a range of views. I ask that we all show due respect to each other and that we behave in a manner that is appropriate for this meeting. If I'm concerned at any time tonight that any behaviour is detracting from the business of Council, I will remind people of the expected behaviour. I'd like to inform you all that Council meetings are streamed live on Council's website and the recording will be made available approximately 65 to 72 hours after the meeting. All efforts will be made by Council to avoid streaming or recording video and audio of the public gallery. However, where a member of the public participates in the meeting in any form, they are agreeing to have their audio live streamed and recorded. I would like to invite Councillor McIntyre to read the pledge this evening. So I ask all councillors to please stand while Councillor McIntyre reads the pledge on behalf of all councillors.
As councillors, we carry out our responsibilities with diligence and integrity and make fair decisions of lasting value for the well-being of our community and environment.
Thank you, Councillor.
Thank you.
I ask, are there any apologies for the meeting this evening?
Yes, Mr. CEO, Councillor McKittrick, and also a late apology for Councillor Bell.
Thank you. Any other apologies? No? So can I assume that's a move
up
by Councillor Hodge? Can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Smith. All those in favour? That is carried. Before we proceed with the formal agenda, I wish to outline a few procedural matters. I should say that motion is carried, that's the right terminology. Before we proceed with the formal agenda, I wish to outline a few procedural matters relating to tonight's meeting. Section 79(1)(b) of the Local Government Act provides for a number of exceptions in relation to declarations of conflict of interest. One of these exemptions relates to the election of the Mayor. Because tonight is the special meeting held for the purpose of electing a mayor in accordance with Section 71 of the Act, there is no need for any declarations of conflict of interest to be made tonight. Additionally, while the Local Government Act does not address the position of deputy mayor, we will be applying the same principle as per the mayor. I wish to acknowledge that today Councillor Rose Hodge has completed her term as the mayor of Surf Coast Shire Council. I'd like to invite the outgoing Mayor, Councillor Hodge, to address the meeting if she wishes.
No, thank you.
Not at this time. Thank you. I'd also like to note that it is also the end of the term for the outgoing Deputy Mayor, Councillor Clive Goldsworthy, and also invite him to speak if he wishes.
No, not at this stage.
Okay, thank you. So moving on to the item of business, the first item of business is the election of the Mayor. The purpose of this report is to be item 1.1. The purpose of this report is to elect a Mayor for the Surf Coast Shire. I'd like to call for nominations for the office of Mayor. Councillor Smith?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Hodge, please.
Thank you. Would there be a seconder for that nomination? Councillor Revelle? Are there any further nominations for the office of Mayor? Okay, there being none. So as there is only one nomination, the motion is as follows, and let me read that out. That Council duly elects Councillor Hodge to be Mayor of the Surf Coast Shire for the remainder of this Council term. We have the mover and the seconder. Can I ask all those in favour?
Is there any opportunity to speak, Mr CEO?
Not in accordance with the local law, Councillor Wellington. So all of those in favour? Those against?
Another division, Mr. Mayor, Mr. CEO.
So those in favour. Now, can I just check with our governance team? I imagine divisions are also permissible in this special meeting. Okay, thank you. So can I ask, the local law talks about for a division, those in, I would call those in favour to stand, please. And that would be Councillor Goldsworthy, Councillor Smith, Councillor Hodge, Councillor McIntyre, Councillor Revelle and Councillor Duke. Thank you. And those against? Councillor Wellington. And with that, I would declare the motion carried. And sometimes it's appropriate to... I now invite the incoming Mayor, Councillor Hodge, to take the chair and address the meeting. Thank you, Madam. And the Mayor now assumes the chair for the remainder of the time. So thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Thank you, everyone. And it is an honour, again, to represent the Surf Coast Shire as Mayor. And there are just two things I'd like to quickly discuss tonight. Some thank yous and some of what I hope we can all endeavour to do in 2020. Firstly, I'd like to start off by thanking two councillors that have moved on, Councillor Carol McGregor and Libby Coker. I wish them all the best in their next chapters, but they were certainly supportive to us, to myself and Clive, and to all at the council. I'd like to welcome and thank James McIntyre and Tony Revelle, the new councillors who have fitted in so well and great with their commitment to council briefings, meetings, and to their communities. I thank them very much. Around the table, thank you to Councillor Clive Goldsworthy, Deputy Mayor of last year. Thank you very much for your help and support. And to my Martin and David and Brian that aren't here, my ward councillors, thank them. And also I'd like to thank Heather, even though she didn't support me tonight. I know you work hard in your community and that's what we're all about. Secondly, I'd like to thank the staff, Keith and the directors. Thank you very much for the full... Oh, Margot. You know what I've got down here? Margot, my rock. Margot, my rock. I was going to leave you to the end as well. So thank you so much, Margot. Now have I got everyone? Thanks, Clive. Thank goodness. Sorry, Margot. Also to staff, to Keith and the directors, thank you so much for all your dedicated service to the Office of the Mayor and the help behind the scenes. I truly appreciate it when times are tough. But also to all the staff, our managers, and I'm just going to mention, I'm sorry if I do miss some departments, the media department, thank you so much for helping the Mayor with all the releases and all with the press. Our recreation department that works so hard, our environmental, finance, outdoor, our planning. No, I think it's me. Our planners, thank you very much, Rance, for all the work you do, and all the departments. They work very hard for us, and the councillors would not be able to strive to deliver their council plan without them. Special mention to the people, some of the people behind the scenes, to Deb and Joe and Cher, and I have to mention Lise, who is never obsolete. Lise, no matter what we do. Lise does a wonderful job with the Mayor and also juggling the diaries and all the work the rest of the councillors do. So, Lise, thank you very, very much for all the support and morally and everything behind the scenes. Thank you. And it is a team effort. And as I said before, if we didn't have a good team effort, we wouldn't be able to deliver the strategic plans that we do with the council plan. Just a very quick thank you too, because it's not just about Surf Coast Shire. We are in a region that's extremely vocal in advocacy, and that's the G21. I'd have a very quick thank you to Elaine Carbines for her work, but also to the other mayors of the region of last year, Bruce Harwood, Owen Sharkey, Jason Schramm, and Bob Merriman, who made it a pleasure to actually work together with G21 to go up and advocate so well. And I think we've done well with G21, and I thank them for that. The second thing I want to talk on, and it's quite quick, it's about our council plan. And our vision was to be engaged, innovative and sustainable communities. And this is just a snapshot of some of the things I hope we really strive together to do. We're leading the way in the recycling, taking over and tackling with our community to get into a much better space. We are ahead of a lot of other councils, and I'd like to thank the officers that have worked so hard in this. We did a terrific trial in Anglesey and it was a success, and in 2020 we'll be seeing that rolled across out the Shire. The food organics and the communication and education of our community is vital for this to succeed, and I'm sure we'll do a great job. We've seen websites improve, especially the planning applications now coming in over the internet, which is great. Our community requests and information is also much easier for the community to use. We've also got a much better council portal for all our information and also our digital transformation. Even though I'm still using paper, we are doing great streams in that. We're acting on and continuing our climate change improvements and how small ripples in a community and in local government can hopefully improve this space. With our pathway of the next few weeks, increasing use of renewables, helping our community task force and being very active with our community in this space. Our budget discussions start in December. With our long-term financial plans, major focus is what we can afford. And with rate capping, our discretionary spend is lessening. Our financial team and council will work hard to ensure that sustainability is in our financial future. And with better governance, we've looked at our local laws, we've looked at our portals, and we are continually to strive to improve our governance. And our progressive Indigenous program, which is now part of the Victorian Aboriginal Local Government Action Plan, will hopefully lead the way. We do very well with our Indigenous, but let's hope we do a lot more. This is only a snapshot, and we will do it well, but we can always do more. I'm sure all councils around this table work diligently and respectfully to each other and also to the community and organisation, and of course working with each other, the officers in this role. And a special thanks to my husband who couldn't make it tonight, my family who are great support, but I leave you in no doubt that this council, even though we have disagreements at times and perhaps some personality clashes, we're working for the community and we will continue to work hard for you because Surf Coast Shire is such a special place to live. Thank you. Moving on to 1.2, the election of the Deputy Mayor. The purpose of this report is to consider the appointment of a Deputy Mayor for the Surf Coast Shire. I would like to call on nominations for the Deputy Mayor.
I'd like to nominate Clive Crosworthy.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor McIntyre. Are there any nominations for Deputy Mayor? No? So, this one. That according to the motion as follows, this determines to proceed with the election of the Deputy Mayor for the Surf Coast Shire. Duly elects Councillor Goldsworthy to be Deputy Mayor of the Surf Coast Shire for the remainder of this council term. We have a mover and a seconder. I'll now put the motion. All in favour? All those against? The motion is carried. Congratulations, Councillor Goldsworthy. And I invite you, would you like to have an address?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I'll be a little bit briefer than you. I am only the deputy. I'd just like to thank my fellow councillors for honouring me with this position and a role that I enjoyed last year and will continue to do so. I've represented the Surf Coast Shire as Lawn Ward Councillor for the past 7 years and believe we have all achieved significant amounts for our communities. We are now entering the last year of the Council's current four-year term, and I look forward to the challenges and successes over the coming 12 months. And certainly, I am confident that we will leave after this fourth-year term in a much better place than where it was 8 years ago. I'll work closely with my fellow councillors and respect the decisions made by our collective votes that determine Council's directions and decisions. I am certainly of the opinion that no councillor should ever use the word I. After all, it is us that make the decisions within this chamber, and it is this teamwork that will be of most use to our community. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Goldsworthy. As that is the no further items of business, I now declare this meeting closed at 6:30. Thank you very much for coming, and thank you to the staff that attended as well. Thank you. Thanks, Coles.